We've got a charity football match taking place next Sunday afternoon, kick-off at 2 p.m. at Red Hill Ground. We've organised this because it's the 150th anniversary of the borough this year that I've been celebrating a lot, and it's also the 150th anniversary of the Football Association. So I thought it would be really nice to join the two together and organise a football match.
So this event next weekend, you got some pretty impressive people involved.
Yes, I was very lucky that I happened to be at an event at Chelsea's training ground in Cobham, and I thought, well, why not take the opportunity? I've got my chains on, I can be a bit cheeky, and I'll ask them if they could provide me with some sort of team to play against a Mayoral 11 in the borough. And they said they'd really like to help because they like supporting the community and they're reasonably local. We're billing our side as a Mayor's 11 and they're players from most of the senior teams in the borough. We've asked them to provide a couple of players each to take on Chelsea Foundation.
This is all taking place next Sunday at Red Hill Football Club.
That's right.
So obviously very generous them allowing you the time and the grounds.
Yes.
But these sort of things, they do also cost to put on. So are you getting any help with that?
Yeah, we've been very, very lucky that we've had a couple of main sponsors, Affordable Construction and Affordable Plastering Services and James Dean Estate Agents. And they've given us the money that's paid for the bulk of the things that we needed to pay for. So almost all the ticket prices will be profits for the charities.
So you've got the Mayoral Invitation 11 versus Chelsea Football Club Foundation coaching staff taking place next Sunday. The Mayor's Charities, which is obviously what this is for, Surrey Crime Stoppers and the Royal Marsden Cancer Charity. So it's always difficult, isn't it, for you to pick the charities that you want to support. Yeah. But why have you chosen these?
Yeah, well, my career is as a cancer research scientist, so I had worked at the Marsden for more than 10 years. So that was an obvious choice for me because, you know, most families will know someone who's been touched by cancer. And obviously, I've seen in my career a lot of advancement in treatment. And I believe that it's really important that, you know, the money that we raise goes to help more people survive cancer. So that was an obvious one. I'd also been very involved in Crime Stoppers for a long while. And a lot of people don't realise that Crime Stoppers is a charity. So really, the Marsden needs the money, but Crime Stoppers needs the publicity for people to know there's a number they can call if they want to report crime anonymously, so it can't be traced at all. And about one person in Surrey is arrested every week as a call to Crime Stoppers.
So as you say, two very, very important charities, well deserving of the support. And massive spectacle between these two teams, but what else is taking place on the day?
Yes, we've got some fun events, particularly for the children, because obviously it's a family football match, and we've persuaded Phil Tufnell to be a goalie at half time and allow juniors from the clubs to kick penalties against him.
Now that I would love to see. Phil Tufnell, of course, former England cricketer,
gets not renowned for his goalkeeping skills, but we'll see.
Not quite, but certainly he does get involved and he does like to have a lot of fun. So I think it's going to be a great afternoon.
Yeah.
And this halftime penalty shootout, you said it's some youngsters getting involved. So it's not the adults taking their luck against Phil.
No, it's only going to be little ones having a go against Phil. And we've also got Chelsea bring along Stamford, their mascot, and hopefully Bridget, their ladies' mascot as well. And so, again, the kids will be able to have photos taken with them and, go and shake hands with them or whatever they want to do, which is really nice of Chelsea.
So how can people get involved if they want to come along? You know, what are the routes? What's their access?
Well, we're selling tickets in advance from the Harlequin, and £5 a head and £3 for children. But they'll also be able to buy tickets on the day. It's just if they want to ensure that they've got a ticket and in case we sell out, which I would love us to do, but I'm sure there'll be availability on the day.
£5 and £3, that is beyond reasonable.
Yes.
That's a steal for what's actually taking place this afternoon. Certainly looking to be a good event. So it's the Mayoral Invitation 11 versus Chelsea Football Club Foundation coaching staff at Red Hill Football Club next Sunday, 23rd of March, kicking off at 2 o'clock. But as you said, there's a lot of things going on. You know, you've got the mascots, you've got the penalty shootout. good atmosphere for families and individuals wanting to get involved in an afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely hope so. We've got a few seats, because Redhill hasn't got a huge number of seats, but there will be seats for £10. So if people want to ensure that they can, you know, sit down, if they want to bring a more elderly relative or something rather than a youngster as well, then we can supply seats for £10.
Okay, well, Madam Mayor, I wish you all the best with this fixture next Sunday. Of course, Susie Radio as well. We're hoping to be along and get involved too. Very much looking forward to the afternoon, and thank you and the rest of your team for putting on this event, and good luck with it.
Thank you very much.